This is Dr. Omoto dictating a new consultation. Please use a consultation template. Patient last name is Ramirez. It's Ramirez. First name is Brenda Evelyn. Brenda space Evelyn. Date of birth is March 31, 1983. Please add ID number 86215-509. Date of service is May 3, 2023. Referring provider is Ardis Fish, ARDIS space FISCHMD. Next, FCI Dublin, F as in Frank, C I. They're all in capital letter in Dublin, D-U-B-L-I-N. Reason for consultation, history of lupus and antiphospholipid syndrome with a history of stroke. Subjective, this is a 40-year-old Hispanic female who was diagnosed with lupus with history of stroke secondary to antiphospholipid syndrome, period. Next paragraph. In 2010, she was pregnant, who was preparing to give third life birth, period. She had suffered hemiparesis of the left side, so she had emergency C-section when she was only pregnant for 4 month, period. Fortunately, her son, who is currently 13 year old, is doing well, period. She was in the hospital receiving a treatment with what appeared to be heparin for 6 months, then she states that she could suddenly start moving her left side as normal, period. She still has residual left vision loss, period. She has history of miscarriage prior to her most recent pregnancy, period. She had twin pregnancy, which failed at 6 months pregnant, period. When she suffered her stroke, a workup had been done, and they were mostly worried about malignancy because her mother and grandmother had a history of cancer, period. Eventually, her workup revealed that she had positive lupus anticoagulant and she was started on warfarin. She was also started on Plaquenil and she has been taking it since then, period. Next paragraph. She has facial rash but denies any hair loss, but has oral sores, no cardiac issues, no respiratory issues, no kidney issues, and she has some arthritis issues, especially in the right knee, period. She tried to avoid sun as much as possible, period. Past medical history, stroke affecting her left side, but recovered except for the lateral visual loss, period. Next, lupus, 2010. The first one, stroke, is also 2010. Past surgical history, breast reduction, 2020. Medication allergy, penicillin with severe rash. Medication, Plaquenil, 200 milligrams, one a day. Next, warfarin, unknown dose, once a day. Next, aspirin, 81 milligrams, once a day. Next, however, on the medical notes, from the medical facility, instead of warfarin, she is on Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Family history patient has mother and grandmother with malignancy. Also has a family history of stroke, diabetes, hypertension, and cancer. Social history, she is married, has three children. She does not smoke. Review system for template. She admits to frequent nosebleed due to blood thinning medication, numbness and tingling, fatigue and tiredness. She has morning stiffness lasting about 1 hour, but gets better as she starts moving, period. Physical examination per template. Exoskeleton per template. Peripheral skeleton, please modify knees. Patient has crepitus of the right knee. Diagnostic data. No blood test report accompanied the patient today, but reported to be positive for lupus anticoagulant, period. Impression number one, hypercoagulable state due to positive lupus anticoagulant antibody causing stroke in the left side of the body, period. Historically, she had late pregnancy miscarriage prior to the diagnosis, period. Next, it's SLE on Plaquenil. Next, history of CVA on Coumadin, according to the patient, but on Eliquis, according to the medical document. Recommendation number one, I have discussed the time avoidance to avoid lupus flare. Next, for the lupus flare, which requires anti-inflammatory treatment, I have recommended the patient to use prednisone rather than anti-inflammatory medicine such as Advil or Aleve due to increased risk of bleeding. Next, I would recommend blood work for staging of her illness, including ANA, VSDNA, ESR, E3, C4 to monitor her SLE activity, period. Also, I recommend conformational antibody testing for hypercoagulable state, including cardiolipin antibody, lupus anticoagulant antibody, beta-2 glycoprotein 1 antibody, period. Next, I would continue the current dose of Plaquenil, period. Next, I'm not too clear whether the patient is on Coumadin or Eliquis, as there is a discrepancy with her history in the medical record, period. Eliquis is not an adequate treatment choice for person with lupus anticoagulant antibody which has history of stroke or DVT, period. Mostly, Coumadin is a mainstay of the treatment, period. I would consider consulting the hematology physician for this, period. I would recommend her to come back as needed for further care, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you.